Welcome to the News Hour. Kamala Harris is now the first woman of color, as a black woman of South Asian descent, to become a major party's presidential nominee.
That history was made last night at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Speaking to an energetic crowd, Harris formally accepted her party's nomination and made her case for why she should be the next president of the United States.
Lisa Desjardins has our report.
Please welcome the Democratic nominee for president, Vice President of the United States of America, Kamala Harris.
The opening applause lasted more than 3 minutes as Vice President Kamala Harris walked on stage and made history.
On behalf of everyone whose story could only be written in the greatest nation on earth, I accept your nomination to be President of the United States of America.
It was the grand finale of a convention that defied expectations after a seismic swap in the campaign just last month.
Our nation with this election has a precious, fleeting opportunity to move past the bitterness, cynicism, and divisive battles of the past, a chance to chart a new way forward.
Harris urged Americans to embark on a new political path, stressing her upbringing in a middle-class immigrant family.
My mother was a brilliant, 5-foot-tall, brown woman with an accent.
Harris's mother, who died in 2009, moved from India as a 19-year-old.
She taught us to never complain about injustice, but do something about it.
That upbringing, Harris said, drew her to public service.
My entire career, I've only had one client, the people.
To the personal history, she added some policy, the economy.
We will pass a middle-class tax cut that will benefit more than 100 million Americans.
Border security.
As president, I will bring back the bipartisan border security bill that he killed, and I will sign it into law.
Foreign policy.
I will stand strong with Ukraine and our NATO allies.
Harris rebuked her opponent and his party as unserious.
Simply put, they are out of their minds.
And she appealed to voters outside her party.
I know there are people of various political views watching tonight. And I want you to know, I promise to be a president for all Americans.
100,000 balloons celebrated her moment and the first woman of color to be a major party nominee for president.
First off, it gives me goosebumps.
Former Secretary of Housing Marsha Fudge, now the co-chair of the Harris campaign, spoke to NewsHour.
I mean, it brings me to tears, it really does, to think about this little black girl that grew up in inner city Cleveland. Never thought in my life I would see this day.
Hello, Chicago.
Earlier, Harris's family aimed to reinforce her message, including her sister, Maya Harris.
Where others want to drag us back to the past, my sister says, hold up now. We are not going back.
And what are you here to do?
To teach you how to say your auntie's name.
And unforgettably, Harris's great nieces.
First you say comma like a comma in a sentence.
Then you say la like la 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 la.
Put it together and it's 1, 2, 3, Kamala.
The night also featured sobering moments.
It's 10:30 a.m. at Robb Elementary in Uvalde.
The mother of Lexi Rubio described the day her daughter was killed in the 2022 Robb Elementary School shooting in Uvalde, Texas.
She wears a St. Mary's sweatshirt and a smile that lights up the room. 30 minutes later, a gunman murders her, 18 classmates and 2 teachers.
One campaign fully launched, another put on the brakes. Independent candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. announced today that he's suspending his campaign.
Our polling consistently showed that by staying on the ballot in the battleground states, I would likely hand the election over to the Democrats, with whom I disagree on the most existential issues.
Kennedy said he wants to help former President Trump. As for Trump,
we just had a very nice endorsement.
He was in battleground mode again with an afternoon event in Las Vegas, stressing his plan to end taxes on tips.